It's a Wednesday night, and a group or den of Cub Scouts is making bird feeders. Families are packed into a heated garage, hammering boards, drilling things together, and talking about birds they might see. Nights like this are exactly why Kelsey Powers, about to turn 11, wanted to join Cub Scouts.
I want to be more of an outdoorsy girl. And then I also like it because then you can, like, build things. You can go camping. And you practically can do anything.
Powers is one of the first girls in Juneau to be an official Cub Scout. The organization just started letting in girls last year. Her den leader, Emily Lockie, says girls have been a part of Scouts for years. They just weren't recognized. She knows, because that was her story.
I grew up with three brothers and no sisters, and I got to watch from the sidelines as my brothers participated in this incredible organization. And as a teenager, I worked side by side with all my friends who were boys. I helped them with all of their Eagle projects. I worked at the scout camp with them because they allowed females to work out there. I just couldn't be a part of the program.
And as a parent, Lockie was watching that story repeat itself with her own daughters. So when she got the chance to start a girls' den in Juneau, she jumped. For the most part, she says, it's been going really well. Their den is small, just four scouts between second and fifth grade. They get together every week, just girls, to work on projects, and they join the larger co-ed pack once a month. Lockie says she loves scouts because it's well-rounded. Boys, and now girls, can earn awards for exploring everything from outdoor skills to robotics to spirituality. But it's been a challenge to recruit girls to the program. And Lockie says they've received some pushback.
There was definitely controversy in the beginning. We've done service in the community and attended events. And for the most part, we've received incredible amounts of support. But there definitely have been some comments from adults to the girls about how there shouldn't be girls in Scouts.
Powers has heard it from peers, too.
So at my school, like, I'll be talking to my friends about what I did at Scouts the night before, and then all the boys will be eavesdropping, and then all of a sudden they'll be like, it's called Boy Scouts for a reason, or then they're like, I think it's really stupid how girls are joining. Girls are overtaking Boy Scouts.
She says she ignores them, or responds simply, just telling them what she likes about being a scout. Den leader Lockie says the resistance has actually been a learning opportunity. She and her scouts have spent a lot of time talking about how men and women are treated differently and why that might be, looking at it big picture. Last fall, when they got to meet with Juneau Mayor Beth Weldon and a couple legislators, they even drew a connection to the fight for women's right to vote 100 years ago.
We were able to tie that conversation into how they were making history and how there are laws that aren't always the right thing. And part of being a good citizen is to recognize laws that aren't the best for our country and our community and do what we can do to change those laws.
In her way, Kelsey Powers is making history too. This month, she became the first girl in Juneau to earn the Cub Scouts' highest honor, and she's old enough now to join Scouts BSA, formerly called Boy Scouts of America. But so far, she's the only one, and she needs at least four other girls to join so they can form a troop. Until then, she'll be a lone scout.
What would you tell girls who are thinking about maybe doing it?
That it's a lot of fun, and even if the boys don't want you to do it, you shouldn't listen to them.
Powers is hoping in a few years she'll be the first girl in Juneau to reach the highest rank of Scouts BSA and become an Eagle Scout. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.